Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin traders call for a calm as Bitcoin price action slips 10% in a week. Also breaking news, $23 billion banking group SIS to launch Bitcoin and crypto funds this July. Smart money is waking up. Also more breaking news, the Argentine Central Bank has just suspended operations for today and Monday. That's right. Apparently Argentina's Central Bank ran out of dollars and started stealing local banks' customer U.S. dollar deposits to fill that hole. Now that's no longer working, so they're announcing a bank holiday. Can't make this stuff up. Also in today's show, Bitcoin Lightning Network is 1,000x cheaper than Visa and MasterCard. I'll be breaking down this data, as well as BRICS Nation is buying massive amounts of gold ahead of a plan to dethrone the U.S. dollar. We'll also be discussing de-dollarization and looming capital flight from the U.S. will boost the Bitcoin price, says BitMEX founder Arthur Hayes. Also in today's show, this will be Bitcoin's price during the next halving, according to Plan B's stock to flow model, quoting him here on crypto Twitter. In my opinion, the halving will probably be at the stock to flow model value of $60,000, and Bitcoin will pump after the halving, just like in 2012, 2016, and the 2020 halvings. Also in today's show, why Max Keiser is highly optimistic about Bitcoin cracking $220,000 in a flash, quoting him here. This is going to be a fun ride to $220,000. $220,000 will come in a flash, and then the real bull market starts. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is pod episode number 1259. I'm your host, JV. Happy Saturday, Stack and Sats Day. Today is April 22nd, 2023. And as we can see here on the market watch, we got Bitcoin only down now 1.6% for the day as it just started to pump, trading at $27,600. We got Ether down 1.6%, trading back under $1,900, while XRP and BNB are both in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we got the crypto market cap sitting just above 1.1 trillion with about 40.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at 45.7%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we got Zilliqa leading the pack, up 4%, trading above 3 cents, followed by Render Token, up 3%, trading at $1.78, followed by BTT. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, massive overall losses for the overall crypto market, with just a handful in the green. Some of the biggest losers include OKB, FTT, and SNX. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators. As you can see, we're currently rated neutral, which is a 53. Yesterday, a 50. Last week, a 68. And last month, a 57 in greed. So there you have it. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and see what's popping. As you can see, Bitcoin barely held 27,000 on April 22nd as another round of losses left the bulls with very little firepower. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin preserving 27,000 on the day after the Wall Street trading week ended on a sour note. And in contrast to the U.S. equities, which managed to seal modest gains on the day, Bitcoin continued to suffer as analysts warned of a return to nearer to 25,000. And with that, Bitcoin was down 10% for the week and 4% in April thus far overall. And according to data from monitoring resource CoinGlass, amid a dramatic turnaround in fortunes versus much of quarter one. For popular trader Credible Crypto, here's what he had to share. If your macro thesis on Bitcoin has changed because of a $2,000 pullback after a 10,000 plus vertical rally from 19 to 30,000 plus, you're doing it wrong. I agree with Credible Crypto, but let me know your thoughts. And also as shared here, the last major retest we had at 19,000 before our rally to 30,000 plus, a retest of 25,000 here would be logical and healthy, is stated. Now, financial information resource Stock Money Lizards agreed, telling Twitter followers that the road higher may be slow and steady. Quoting him here, after these huge green candles, we usually find some cool down, it wrote. Short to midterm still bullish for 3 months, but don't expect it to go too fast. And crypto analyst CryptoCon delivered similar conclusions on the basis of the latest movements of the relative strength index used to determine overbought and oversold conditions at given price points. The RSI can help offer insights into forthcoming price trends. Quoting them here, short-term Bitcoin price action seems grim, but behind the scenes, the weekly RSI has broken out of a six-year downtrend and is now attempting to make support. Bitcoin is now at a decision point. Continue the 2019 parabolic price action or take the healthier, steady 2015 approach. So there you have it. And trader Skoo, meanwhile, delved into the potential of a near-term price target for Bitcoin, focused on the moving averages. The zone north of 25,000 remained the principal point of interest, with the 200-week moving average residing at $25,850. So there you have it. Now, market composition remained apt to liquidate the traders, with CoinGlass data showing April 22nd costing crypto longs another $173 million. Now for some breaking news just in, $23 billion banking group SIS to launch Bitcoin and crypto funds this July as the smart money is waking up. Let's freaking go. In other major news around the world, the Argentine Central Bank just suspended operations for today and Monday. Foreign payments have been suspended. There are no more dollars, it seems. That's right. Apparently, Argentina's Central Bank ran out of dollars and started stealing local bank customers' U.S. dollar deposits to fill that hole. So keep that in mind next time you deposit any of your money into the bank. As if it could happen in Argentina, it could happen in the United States. As the bank runs continue and we're witnessing in real time the death of the dollar. So there you have it. And now let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the Bitcoin Lightning Network, which has been going parabolic and great fundamentals of the network right now. Fresh data from CoinGlass demonstrates the Bitcoin Lightning Network is significantly cheaper to use, obviously, than the legacy payment networks. The median fee rate or cost or sending value across the Lightning Network is 0.0029%, which is 1,000 times cheaper than that of MasterCard or Visa payment processors, truly making Bitcoin Lightning Network in a league of its own. No comparison to Visa or MasterCard. James Check, lead analyst at Glassnode, said that the median fee rate or the fee charged per one Bitcoin sent across the network is currently 3,000 Satoshis. That is equivalent to 84 cents to send 28,800 worth of value, which is a fee of 0.0029%. Pretty remarkable when you think about it. Yeah, you can say that again. And in a post on the Nostr social media protocol, Bitcoin analyst Dylan LeClaire noted that this rate is many times less than that charged by major credit card companies. Quoting Dylan, the median fee rate for transfers over the Lightning Network is anywhere from 60,000% to 140,000% more efficient than that is currently being charged by the legacy credit card processors. 0.003% median fee rate compared to 1.5% to 3.5%. So yeah, no comparison. The Lightning Network is a layer two payment solution built atop the world's largest crypto, which was first proposed as a way to make Bitcoin effective as a payment method. These data points demonstrate that it is not only fast, but obviously low cost, with the medium fee rate being steadily trending lower since November of 2021. Now, legacy payment networks such as Visa and MasterCard charge merchants a fee of 2 to 3% per transaction, making them an expensive option for businesses. And also, in an upcoming Cointelegraph documentary shot in Cape Verde, the business owner of one of the few businesses to accept Bitcoin explained that accepting foreign Visa and MasterCard cost over 8%. So if you were a business, which would you prefer? You know what I mean? A fraction of a percent, or would you want to pay up to 3% to use merchants such as Visa and MasterCard? Now, moreover, Glassnode checks refer to users who run their own nodes, and their own channels. Many Lightning users take advantage of custodial wallets such as the Wallet of Satoshi or Albi to make micropayments on social media apps such as Nostr. And some Bitcoin early adopters have noted the growing preference for custodial solutions. As we all know, not your keys, not your cheese. And furthermore, the throughput of the Lightning Network could be called into question. Check explain. Of course, we must also consider that the typical channel is smaller than one Bitcoin. The medium channel size is 0.02 Bitcoin, and that mean is 0.08 BTC. So overall, the Lightning Network remains well suited to payments below $1,000. And as you can see in this chart on your screen, 2019, the channel size is trending higher, but still well under $10,000. And in such an environment, payments over $1,000 may be better suited to the Bitcoin base chain in order to avoid payment failure or misfire. So there you have it. How many of you have actually ever used the Bitcoin Lightning Network? And what's your favorite way to use it? Through which application? Let me know your thoughts. There's obviously OpenNode, there's Strike, and there's many different ways to be using that Bitcoin Lightning Network. Now let's discuss what's happening with the US dollar around the world as the BRICS are ushering in mass quantities of gold, and then we'll discuss de-dollarization, then we'll discuss a Bitcoin price prediction from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, suggesting we hit 60,000 at the time of the halving, and then we obviously go parabolic after, and then we'll dive into Max Keiser's $220,000. Bitcoin price prediction. So here we go. A group of economically aligned nations are purchasing massive amounts of gold as they prepare to end their reliance on the US dollar. According to a new report from US Global Investors, the nations known collectively as BRICS are piling into the precious metal and will continue to be huge buyers of gold for the foreseeable future. That's right. The firm's CEO and chief investment officer, Frank Holmes, says the mass accumulation of gold led by China aligns with the theory that the world is on a long-term path to economic bifurcation, if I'm pronouncing that word right. And quoting him here, if you look back at the list of net buyers of gold, you'll notice that all three are members of the BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa countries. I point this out because as I've been sharing with you for a couple of weeks now, we may be seeing the emergence of a multipolar world with a US-centric world on one side and a China-centric world on the other. For the first time ever, BRICS countries' share of the global economy has surpassed that of the G7 nations, which include Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US on a purchasing parity basis. And according to the report from the World Gold Council, China has added a whopping 102 tons of gold to its stockpile since the start of the year. And did you see breaking news the other day? Over $100 million worth of gold was stolen from an airport in Canada, making it the largest North American gold heist in history. Yeah, so they're hoarding gold. And gold is the key to this potential multipolar economic future, says Holmes, as it will likely be used to back the creation of a new currency that does not utilize the US dollar. So new incoming currency to replace the US dollar? Seems like it. Quoting them here, the BRICS need the precious metal to support their currencies and shift away from the dollar, which has served as the global foreign reserve currency for about a century. More and more global trade is now being conducted in the Chinese yuan, and there are reports that the BRICS, which could eventually include other important emerging economies such as Saudi Arabia, Iran, and more, are developing their own medium for payments. As they should. Now, BRICS nations are reportedly in the early stages of designing a new currency that aims to end the global dependence of the dollar. It remains to be seen just how effective their efforts will be, with early critics like billionaire Shamath P stating that China will never effectively de-dollarize as long as the UN remains pegged to the US dollar. So there you have it. How do you think this is likely to play out? And how many of you are also bullish on gold? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss the de-dollarization of according to the BitMEX founder, Arthur Hayes. He says that one likely is to fight over the US dollar's dominance is Bitcoin. In a new blog post, he tells his 73,000 followers, China's effort to get other countries to move away from the dollar in trading certain commodities like oil will likely cause them to look to diversify their assets. He says that countries will likely eventually discover that Bitcoin is one of the best assets as a store of value. Quoting Arthur Hayes, as countries start looking out for their own best interests rather than serving the slave to the Western financial system, central banks of the global south will diversify how to save their international trade income. The first choice will be to increase gold allocations, which are already underway. And as Bitcoin continues to prove it is the hardest money ever created, I expect that more and more countries will at least start to consider whether it's a suitable savings vehicle alongside gold. Hayes predicts that a time will come where there are various currency blocks, but no global reserve currency, hegemony, and there will be less demand for U.S. financial assets, which would set up Bitcoin for a key role. Quoting him again, do not let the financial media present this in either or decision between the dollar and the yuan. Do not let the lapdogs of the empire convince you that due to certain deficiencies in the Chinese economy, there is no currency ready to dethrone the mighty dollar. They are playing at misdirection. It is in the coming years the world will conduct a trade in a multitude of currencies and then save when needed in gold. And maybe sometime in the near future, Bitcoin. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Arthur Hayes. And do you think eventually Bitcoin will become one of the many world reserve currencies? Holla at your boy. And if that did occur, what do you think that would likely send the Bitcoin price action? And towards the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud during the live Q&A. But now for our next story of the day, let's discuss Plan B with his prediction of a $60,000 Bitcoin price at the time of the next halving. Despite its previous success, the stock-to-flow model attracted numerous opponents in the past year, given its failure to predict the 2022 Bitcoin price. Its creator, Plan B, remains a believer and outlined a possible scenario in play for Bitcoin for the next halving. Let's break it down. A lot can be said about the stock-to-flow model of the past several years, with most Bitcoin maxis supporting it, giving its bullish price predictions, while many others have criticized it in times of inaccuracy. It takes under consideration the stock and the size of existing reserves and the flow, which is the annual supply of Bitcoins on the market. The model had a good run for the first few years after Plan B laid it out, hitting several of its targets like clockwork. And however, it failed to come even close to reaching its most recent projections, including surpassing the six-figure price tag by the end of last year, despite Plan B's assertions. Now, the halving, the event that slashes the Bitcoin production by half approximately every 4 years, is an essential part of the model since it reduces the flow. Now, with the next one supposedly to take place in less than a year, according to the current estimations, Plan B outlined where the Bitcoin price will be at that point. He asserted that the asset will trade at around 60,000 or more than 2x from its current price and will keep going up after the fourth halving takes place. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, saying stock to flow model is wrong, invalid, or broken means saying Bitcoin price pumps after 2012, 2016, and 2020 halvings are coincidences, random, unrelated to the halvings. Possible, but I disagree. In my opinion, the 21 million market cap supply schedule and the four-year halving cycle are fundamental to the Bitcoin price. And in my opinion, the halving will probably be at stock-to-flow model value 60,000, which you can see in this chart in the dark blue. And Bitcoin will pump after the halving, which you can see in the red, just like in 2012, 2016, and the 2020 halvings. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And he also touches upon Metcalfe's law, which argues that the financial value or impact of the network is proportional to the number of connected and operating users to substantiate the Bitcoin price prediction. And although Metcalfe's law typically refers to a certain type of network, the Bitcoin blockchain also works as one, as it has been increasing in terms of active users and Bitcoin hodlers. Quoting him again here, Metcalfe's law says value of a network equals the number of users squared. Stock to flow model says value of an asset equals scarcity cubed. So if stock to flow 2x and then value 8x, in April 2024 halving, well, 2x. Bitcoin stock to flow, probably nothing. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And now for the moment you have all been waiting for, let's break down Max Keiser's $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction, and then we'll dive right into some live Q&A. So here we go, and shout out to Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert. Here we go. Max is once again doubling down on his jaw-dropping $220,000 price prediction. In a March 21st tweet, Keiser said $220,000 would come in a flash, and then the real bull market would commence. Keiser was responding to a tweet noting that the U.S. officials are making the perfect environment for Bitcoin to go parabolic, referring to reports that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury will need $17 trillion to guarantee all bank deposits should the current bank crisis deepen, and we have been witnessing this bank crisis deepen in real time. Also, another recent tweet, after Bitcoin surpassed 30,000, he wrote, "This is going to be a fun ride to $220,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Max. Now, Keiser's forecast is a sign of bullishness in the crypto market after the industry faced harsh sledging of the crypto bear market set in last year, a time when the prices plunged and multiple crypto-focused firms went under. Now, let's discuss a mega breakout in the cards. Bitcoin had surged Bitcoin has surged roughly up to 90% when we surpassed 31,000 for the year, and I believe we hit over 80% for the first quarter. I know minimal at 70%, so we're having a hell of a run. But with that being said, Keiser is not the only crypto bull who contends that Bitcoin has more headroom. We also know the ex-Coinbase CTO Balaji predicted Bitcoin would soar to $1 million in less than 90 days due to hyperinflation in the United States. And with Bitcoin having breached 28,000 for the first time in 9 months, it means that if Balaji's prediction comes to pass by June 17th, the dominant crypto will have attained yet another historical high. So what are your thoughts surrounding Max Keiser's $220,000 price prediction and Balaji's $1 million price prediction by June 17th. And also Max wrote here referring to Daniela Cambone when he was interviewed by her. I believe this was November or December of last year, so approximately 4 or 5 months ago. Daniela was extremely bearish on the King crypto, and she couldn't stand Max's bullishness because, you know, everyone was anticipating Bitcoin revisiting potentially sub 10,000. And Max was like, no, the network fundamentals have never been stronger. So he wrote this a little bit ago. This was at 15.8 just a few weeks ago. I explained every 1,000 days after the halving, we hit a cycle low, and now we'll see all new all-time highs. I've been right for 12 years. We're at 23,000. This was, again, a few weeks back, on our way to 220,000 this cycle, so it's hilarious. And if you didn't watch this interview between Daniela Cambone and Max Keiser, I'll include it in the show notes below the video in the description so you can check it out. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.